know you want to dance, but this music is taking me now, because if I leave it, no, we're gonna so we are not going to say anything again. You know, so please have patience for us. We're gonna be back with music again. So about the topic what we are right now, because how the system, African system, school system, you know, differently here in Australia. So we are going ahead to find a way how we can help our brothers and sisters who are living here, who find it more difficult. That's why we are with this Voice of Africa. I come here, you know, to talk about it, and also to know where to find a solution. So we are right now, because like me, I walk around, you know, to hear some parents and whatever, you know. Sometimes we African, we cry a lot, you know, because of what we didn't practice for, because what we didn't have, I no idea, because we came into the country, we didn't know how the system works, you know, we just jump on inside like that, because knowing, not finding any information about it. It's like when our children is growing up, they are in the school, so finishing their primary, now secondary, and they're having this problem that, you know, the teacher or the minister, they said, okay, you have to go for a beruf. So what is that beruf? To go and hand work or whatever, to go and look for something what you can be doing before you can also qualify of where you. But our African people don't know the system, how the Austrian system school works. So please, Lady Wan, you have any idea to how to give them more, you know, like them, what exactly was the course?
Well, in Austria, the primary school and secondary school system is compulsory. The idea is for everybody in this country to be able to read and write. And after the primary and secondary school, then the next level will be the polytechnic, technical school, and university. So if you are not qualified to go into the university, you have the option to learn a trade, a professional course. With that, you could work in this country. It is a lot better to study, you know, but yeah. If you are not opportune to go to the university, it is also very good if you have a profession. You choose a trade of your own choice that you could work with and be happy in your mind. It will be very difficult for somebody to do a job that she doesn't like. You know, if you don't like your job, you keep looking at the time, and the time does not move. Mm-hmm. And then you get very frustrated, you know. And to avoid that, it's good to do a profession. I've seen a lot of parents who complain that the teachers ask their children to go and do a professional course. This because some of them even say, because they are, you know, colored people, that mm-hmm. is why.
Yeah, sometimes they say it's
racism. Their exactly. children are not allowed to go to the gymnasiums, mm-hmm, you know, the grammar mm-hmm. school. You know, these statements are not completely true. If a child is in a primary school in Austria, they study 10 subjects. And these 10 subjects, to qualify you into the gymnasiums, the grammar school, mm-hmm. you should have one in the 10 subjects, one we call distinction. If you don't have one in the 10 subjects, you should at least be able to have one in 8 of the subjects, you know, distinction in 8 of the subjects and 2 credits. And that qualifies you to go to gymnasium, which is more or less a ticket to go to the university. In a situation where a child who studied 10 subjects in the primary school do not qualify mm-hmm. to go to the gymnasium, mm-hmm. the child goes to middle school or goes to secondary school of school.
Okay.
You know, it's nothing 100% to do with the column. Okay. It's to do with the qualification of that child, you know. So I would advise that the parents with African origin they cannot teach their children in the international language of this country, to put their children in schools, you know, in the evenings after their normal school time, they could go to school and study. Every school is organized. They have places the children could actually stay and study in the evening, and they do not need to pay for it, you know, because everything here is planned out. So I want to advise the parents not to always think that their children are not allowed to go to the university because they are colored people. There is nobody here, no professor would reject a child in the university if the child makes up the call point, the child makes up to the, you know, they make up the qualification that is required.
Right, Lady One. I have a question there, I would like to hear from Daniel. Daniel, you agree what Mary just said right now?
Partially, I agree, but the situation is that Austria is a skilled work nation, so they don't normally put emphasis on university. So they put more emphasis on skilled work Beirut, because as it is a skilled work nation, they need skilled workers more than graduates. So they forget about, this is a systematic plan. So if someone tell you the students are not intelligent and not good, no. Because if everyone go to university, who will run the machines that is all over every work? So they need skilled workers. And how do you create skilled workers? You have to start it from the grassroots. So we have to say the truth, you know. So the skilled workers, government need them, because they are the one that paying for the pensions. They are the one that paying for all these taxes. Because you need skilled workers to marginally skilled workers. All this machine, if you are graduate, there are certain work you can do. So you can't just go and start doing that. So, but with system that is put in place for skilled workers, that will make people think that, okay, this is the normal thing. No, it's not the normal. So it's built this way to sustain the government, because this is a socialist country. It's not a capitalist that you can just wake up and do whatever you want. It's a socialist, and socialists need people they will control so that the fund will keep on running. So it's a systematic plan that we need skilled workers. And how do you create skilled workers? You create from grassroots. So okay, you people, this you don't qualify, you have to go and learn work. So it takes the grace, it takes your extra effort to break this limit, not only for black people, also for the so many Australians are skilled workers. How many Australians are invested? The whole universities are full of foreigners.
It's not for black people.
If you go to is majority of this university graduates are foreigners. Australians don't go there because this system makes them they need, and then this pension, I want to work for pension. Mm-hmm. So make people this mindset of work for pension. Okay, start work earlier so that at the age of 40, you are already on pension. So people ask, okay, prefer the easy way. So let's go to the easy way, skill work. Then so that we learn work 2-3 years, then we start working and start earning money. Mm-hmm. And this enticement of you learn, you earn, is ideology that it created that made people chase for money. You learn, you are aiming, okay, you are 16 years, you start a Beirut, and you are giving small money to take care of yourself. So it's enticement. So people choose that easy way. And then the teachers help people, okay, see, you're not good at mathematics, you're not good at, so the best way is to go and learn work, instead of helping them to, what do you want? What is your talent? What is your your anxiety or what is your focus, what do you want to be?
Exactly. That's where I want
so to they will not, based on, okay, see, this is the easy way so that you can be able to help your parents, you are earning small money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they drive two people towards that Beirut.
Yeah.
So let's just not just see this. You know, it's a system, it's systematic because you have to sustain the government by paying the tax.
Yeah, for sure. But that's what I want to say, because when the professor or the teacher telling the children what to do, okay, they have really see their capacity, how they are doing in school, if they are doing well, if they are not doing well, but the person as himself know where he's heading to.
Yeah.
He want to reach at this level. He want to, you know. So what do you think? And along the way, you tell him now, this is the way to can achieve that. But he will not comfortable.
Yeah, that's why you see many, because for us trans, they accept it. Because the idea that, okay, I'm even small money, maybe 80 years, I'm now buying my own car with the money I'm making. So they don't look more ahead, so they be okay, let's learn the work and have Beirut, and then you get Beirut and you'll be riding car the whole street, and that's you know. Yeah, it's, you know, you see, you have created a bunch of average people in a society that government controls.
Those are people went to hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody goes to gymnasium.
Mm-hmm.
And then go to the university, and in the university goes to learn a profession.
Mm-hmm.
These are people who go to, because in Austria you have what you call Hauptschule.
Mm-hmm.
In Hauptschule you spend 4 years.
Yeah.
And after 4 years you go and learn a trade. And if you don't want to learn a trade,
mm-hmm.
you have to do your exams in mathematics, English, and German.
Okay.
And when you do these exams and you pass these three subjects, you are not qualified
mm-hmm.
to go to gymnasiums.
But
nobody
the
in gymnasium goes to learn a trade. It is people who were not qualified to go to gymnasium.
Okay.
First of all, go to middle schule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can.
Or go to Hauptschule.
Yeah.
But people can also have the matura after gymnasiums and now say, okay, I don't want to spend 7 years studying medicine, then they can also go and learn a trade. But it is not the teacher
mm-hmm.
who is responsible for what the child learns. The teacher can only advise based on the talent he has seen in that child.
Mm-hmm.
Is the certificate of that child that determines what the child learns.
Okay.
How did the child get the certificate?
Are you trying to say that when
a system is there,
mm-hmm.
when a system is there, it's easy for us to overlook it, what the agenda of the system is. What I'm saying that the system needs skilled workers to sustain the government. This is a socialist government.
Yeah.
Let us forget about all
this. And then, are you trying to say the
mm-hmm.
teachers, they deliberately
play a role.
They
say
the students
they
because they want key workers.
They play a role.
No, that's
in
not
every,
completely true. Let me tell you something.
They play
a
role on
you see,
in creating,
so wait,
the teachers plays
a
role in creating skilled workers also.
Okay.
And the teachers also have to play a role in creating professional and researchers.
It's not true.
Okay, Daniel, so let us hear from that.
It is not true.
So, yeah?
When you go to primary school, you
mm-hmm.
do 10 subjects.
Yeah, 10
And subjects. When you do not have the 10 distinctions,
mm-hmm.
or at least 8 distinctions and 2 credits,
mm-hmm.
then you either go to middle school or Hauptschule. So those people who have the 10 distinctions, or at least 8 distinctions and 2 credits, they go straight to gymnasium. In gymnasium, they spend another 4 years, junior secondary, and another 4 years, senior secondary. Junior secondary, they do 13 subjects. Senior secondary, they do 16 subjects. When they get their matura,
mm-hmm.
which we call in Nigeria WASC, or SS,
GSE.
Okay. Now they can now determine which way they go in the university.
Yeah.
Some of them can still say, like the way you said it, they want quick money. They can now say, okay, I don't want to go to university anymore. I want to learn how to take care of children or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So those people who were not even qualified to go to the grammar school, the gymnasiums, they go to Hochschule. Hochschule would be 4 years.
Okay.
And after that 4 years, they are free to go and learn a trade.
Mm-hmm.
But if they say, I do not want to learn a profession, I want to go to university, they must do exams again in English, mathematics, and German. And when they pass, they can now go and start in gymnasium. And then those ones who now went to middle school, these are the mediocres, 50-50. They are not dull, they are not clever, they are in the middle, the mediocres. When they finish the first 4 years, they can now learn the trade. Many of them are also cleaning. Haven't you noticed? Yeah. Some of them don't even learn anything.
Okay, right guys. I think we don't have too much time for this. I think you have already, you know, educated us where the truth is. And I'm going to leave it open to next week again. We're going to be back again because the time is cannot permit us to do everything. I think the little one we have already here, the listeners will use it to do something. So I'm thanking you guys to being here live, studio on Voice of Africa. And remember, Voice of Africa wanted to make an awareness to invite all people to know what is our Voice of Africa is. I think it's going to be on 29th of October. I think we all know about it. So we're going to talk about it next week and we're going to say about it. And lady, what you said about you know the people who can help people when the children need the help or something like this, I think is what people are writing. They're interested to know where to get a help for their children to learn when they are in break, you know, to learn a school, because you mentioned that there is where you can got a help with free, you know, their children could be.
Every school organizes that.
Yeah, but not
even
every.
Even the students, for instance, if your child is in the secondary school class one, somebody who is already in class five can also assist her and teach her. Apart from that, every school has an art where people go in the evening to study.
So thank you very much. So the last word, what you can say before we round up, because we have only 2 minutes left, our dear listeners.
Thank you, listeners. Thank you for taking your time to listen to our program this evening. Goodbye from Lady One.
All right, dear listeners, it's a great time, you know, discussion is getting interesting. So next week, tune in, because we are coming up with a new and interesting topic. We're going to debate, we're going to argue, and we're going to agree, because we disagreed in order to agree. Stay with us and enjoy your wonderful evening and happy weekend ahead.
Exactly. Thank you very much, you guys. You are so amazing. I think people have learned a lot. So our listeners, thank you for joining us. And next time, and don't forget, our studio is still on, and also our next coming on the day, we want to also give you a nice music of African music there.